Morning Watch. Ruth's choosing for her goal, exercising her right, seeking for her rest, and receiving a reward for God's economy. Week 10, Monday. Genesis 2, verse 2. And on the seventh day, God finished his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Hebrews 4, verse 9. So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. Mark 2, verse 27. And he said to them, the Sabbath came into being for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Matthew 11, verses 28 through 29. Come to me, all who toil and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Hebrews 4, verses 1 and 11. Let us therefore, lest a promise being left of entering into his rest, any one of you may seem to have come short of it. Verse 11. Let us therefore be diligent to enter into that rest, lest anyone fall after the same example of disobedience. Revelations 20, verse 6. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over these the second death has no authority, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 26 through 27a. Death, the last enemy, is being abolished, for he has subjected all things under his feet. Revelations 22, verse 5. And night will be no more, and they have no need of the light of a lamp and of the light of the sun. For the Lord God will shine upon them, and they will reign forever and ever. Related reading. Judges is a book of Israel's miserable history, dark and foul. Ruth is the record of a couple's excellent story, bright and aromatic. The main character in this story is like a lily growing out of brambles and a bright star in the dark night. The book of Ruth speaks of Christ being brought into mankind through incarnation. This is the real rest. Ruth is thus a book of rest. As we will see, after Ruth married Boaz, they brought forth a child, Obed, and Ruth enjoyed a rest with an absolute satisfaction and full expectation for her descendants. The following generations enjoyed rest under David. Then after 1,000 years, they enjoy the real rest with the Lord Jesus. 2,000 years later, this rest will be enjoyed in a fuller way in the millennial kingdom with Christ as a king. After the millennium, the enjoyment of this rest will consummate in the new Jerusalem, in the new heaven and new earth for eternity. This matter of rest is a key to the book of Ruth. God rested because he had finished his work and was satisfied. God's glory was manifested because man had his image and his authority was about to be exercised for the subduing of his enemy, Satan. As long as man expresses God and deals with God's enemy, God is satisfied and can rest. Later, the seventh day was commemorated as a Sabbath. God's seventh day was man's first day. God had prepared everything for man's enjoyment. After man was created, he did not join in God's work. He entered into God's rest. Man was created not to work, but to be satisfied with God and rest with God. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. The rest in Genesis 2, verse 2 is a seed that develops through the Bible and is harvested in Revelation. The development of the seed includes the rest of the Sabbath day and the rest of the good land in the Old Testament, the rest of the Lord's Day in the New Testament, and the rest of the millennial kingdom. The consummation of rest is the rest of the new heaven and new earth with the New Jerusalem, in which all the redeemed saints will express God's glory and reign with God's authority for eternity. This Sabbath rest is Christ as our rest, typified by the good land of Canaan. Christ is rest to the saints in three stages. 1. In the church age as a heavenly Christ, the one who rests from his work and sits on the right hand of God in the heavens, He is the rest to us in our spirit. 2. In the millennial kingdom, after Satan is removed from this earth, Christ with the kingdom will be the rest and a full away to the overcoming saints who will be his co-kings, sharing and enjoying his rest. 3. In the new heaven and new earth, after all the enemies, including death, the last enemy, have been made subject to him, Christ, as the all-conquering one, will be the rest and the fullest way to all God's redeemed for eternity. But the Sabbath rest mentioned here and typified by the rest of the good land of Canaan covers only the first two stages of Christ being a rest. It does not include the third stage. The rest in the first two stages is a prize to his diligent seekers who not only are redeemed but also have enjoyed him in a full way, thus becoming the overcomers, whereas the rest in the third stage is not a prize but the full portion allotted to all the redeemed ones.